Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the world of sports talk, next week is most commonly thought of as the most dead time of the year. It's rough out there.
Yep.
Now, the past week has been pretty rough as well, but Major League Baseball All-Star Week is supposed to be the worst. And there are two events. That's it. And one of them that people seem to like more than the other, it's the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game. And some people like the Home Run Derby better than the actual game. Now, last year's Home Run Derby was just not going to be beat. It was awesome drama. It was fantastic. I don't remember hearing Chris Berman do the Home Run Derby, so that made it even better. I could be wrong on that. But Mookie Betts, who the Rangers are playing this week, wants to get rid of it. See you later to the Home Run Derby, according to one of the best players in all of baseball.
Yep. Get rid of the Home Run Derby. No. Then his follow-up to all this was even more perplexing. Why don't we have a fielding skills competition? Like, you want to add a fielding skills comp? I'm okay with that. How about you? And he said, set a bucket up at home plate and have guys throw it in there from the outfield. Oh, well, I mean, edge of my seat drama. I just can't wait for that one.
Here's what he said on WEEI or 2WEEI. Do something else or take it out. Don't even do the derby. Anything you do too much, people are going to get tired of it. Something like a throwing contest from the outfield. Trying to throw into a barrel or infielders, having to take a ground ball to your left, ground ball to your right, slow roller, and they have to throw it into a screen with a box. That might be something. Now, you're not going to have Betts, obviously. You're not going to have J.D. Martinez in this year. Do we have the Derby participants, by the way?
No.
No.
All we've got is a slew of guys that have said we won't compete.
Yeah, maybe Ichiro would do what he said.
Giancarlo and Aaron Judge said that they would not participate. Bryce Harper looks like has signed on only because the game is in D.C. But this is Mookie Betts. I wonder if he's speaking for other major leaguers. Like, this is more interesting and better than the dunk contest, isn't it?
Way, way better. Way better. I mean, and usually you get better stars. The dunk contest gets no stars.
Right.
This gets, like, usually this gets some pretty high-profile players. They had to change it a while back. They used to have this rule where you had to be in the All-Star game to get in the Home Run Derby. They kind of went away with that. They need to make sure that it could be open to everybody. But there is no way that I would think getting rid of the Home Run Derby is a positive. There's nothing going on that week. Nothing. And if you get a great show, you get a great player. We all remember the great Home Run Derbies. Everyone remembers, is going to remember last year's. They're all going to remember Josh Hamilton's. They're all going to remember Ken Griffey Jr. in Boston. They might remember Sammy Sosa in Milwaukee.
Bobby Abreu.
What was that, Houston? Nobody remembers where that was.
Like, I don't remember where it was, but I remember it. Remember it going nuts.
When he was with, Philadelphia.
Yep.
It was, but there are a few of them that you remember. Like, oh, man, these were major. This was awesome. This was great to watch. Great theater. Great drama. You can't just take that away. Like, the last thing baseball needs to do is go away from something cool and fun.
Well, I do agree with him on one sense. Like, he's right that they need to add some more things to spice it up. And there's a lot more that they could do. Like, a lot more that they could do outside of a home run that would entertain people. He mentioned throwing from the outfield into a trash can, like, at home plate.
Like, kids, with Tom Emanski?
Kids do that all the time. Uh-huh. That would be awesome. I would love to see how many times Bryce Harper could put it into a trash can from, you know, from right field. As an example, I hadn't even thought of the infield fielding drill where I suppose you could time it and have a set of five different types of plays, and the tiebreaker would be how quickly they got the ball and delivered it to first base. In addition to that, you could have a pitching one where you set up like a block. You know, remember the field goals for the All-Star game for the NFL? You set that up in a strike zone, and you have pitchers have to hit out the 9 spots in the strike zone. And how quickly could they do that?
You know what these things sound like to me? They sound like the NBA stupid skills competition.
Which nobody watches.
But NBA's is stupid because, like, no one takes it seriously. I mean, you're throwing a ball into a bin. You're either trying or you're not. You know, and if you're not trying, you're going to look stupid. Right?
Mm. So you're okay with that subbing for the home run derby?
No. I didn't say subbing. That's why I said he's half right. He's right in that there's a lot more that they could do in addition to the home run derby is what I'm saying. I don't think I would replace the home run derby with those things, but I think they could do more to get other players involved and get fans more involved as well.
I'll tell you this. There's not a general manager in baseball who's going to let one of their pitchers go out there and throw extra time to try to hit a target.
Or have my right fielder have a throw to home plate contest just waiting for something to tear.
Yeah. There's no, like, you're not going to have.
They have them, like, long toss in practice. I mean, they basically make those throws 1,000 times a day throughout the season.
The pitcher to get on a mound on an off day, when you could be resting and you wanted them to gas it up to 96 and hit a target.
You can make that same case for why should they even pitch in the All-Star game if you're going to make that case.
It's at least a game. At least it's an All-Star game.
Yeah. I mean, look, you guys are, in my opinion, kind of splitting hairs a little bit on, like, what they would tolerate and not tolerate. The players would be so interested in it, and I think, because it would be something refreshing, that they would probably, a lot of them, sign up for it and be interested in doing it. And just as an example, I know we're not comparing the leagues, but in the Japanese league, they do those types of things for their All-Star game. They do have, set up bats behind the pitcher, and it's almost like cricket. You got to throw it down and hit the bats, and whoever can hit as many bats as quickly as possible is the winner.
Yeah, I'm just trying to listen to hear something where I'm like, I would tune in separately for this. It would have to be separate from the home run derby. You're not going to add it to that. It goes on long enough.
Yeah, I mean, even having a speed thing where you have guys try to run first to third, see how fast they can go. Again, now you
hammy.
Okay, hammy. You could pull a hammy.
You could do it in between rounds of the home run derby, though. A lot of people think, I mean, I know the home run derby sometimes can drag on, but it's a lot of times because they're trying to give hitters rest in between. If you did that in between rounds, then you would give your big hitters enough rest to, like, deliver in the second and third rounds when we often see guys, like, sapped of their power.
I like all your ideas. I mean, I like the I don't like the ideas at all. I like your attempt at the ideas. I'm out on all of them. You know, we don't need, just leave it as is. Shut up, Mookie Betts. Why don't you go out there and, has he participated in one?
No, he never.
Okay, why don't you go out there and hit in one?
Yeah, before you 25 home runs.
Before you talk about, you know, how crappy the event is. And make sure when they come up with these other ideas, like, you know, watching your range, catching a fly ball to entertain us. Make sure you participate in the first one, Mooks. All right, make sure you go ahead and do that. Because otherwise, be quiet. It's been fine. Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton just participated in it. I understand maybe not wanting to do it again. I feel like Judge maybe should go ahead and, you know, defend his championship, even though last year he did have the second half drop off. But maybe he's speaking for more players out there. I don't know.
Yeah, he definitely should be in it to defend. Like, baseball should step in because he is a show. Like, that puts on a show.
Yeah. What's going on with this Shift article that you found?
Well, I found a couple of them. One was last week, and that was saying that it's discriminatory to left-handed hitters to have the shift. He wants to do away with it. And the reason it's discriminatory is because you don't shift on righties, because if you put a guy in, like, you know, shallow left, they're not going to be able to get the guy out at first. You know, they're just not going to be able to.
Right.
So it does become discriminatory towards left-handed hitters. However, there's another one that came out from ESPN yesterday, and this was by Jerry Krasnick, who's a longtime baseball writer, who asked 3 different hitters to give him their thoughts on why it's not so simple just to go the other way. Like, why can't you guys do it? Because Rob Manfred said people thought the hitters were just going to learn to go the other way when they started this whole thing. Rob Manfred thought that the game was just going to self-correct itself, but the human element's taken over and players, you know, continue to want to go over the top. Well, they asked 3 players. I thought the best example and the best explanation came from Daniel Murphy. Plays for the Nats, had a great postseason a couple years ago when he was with the Mets.
Got paid because of that with the Nats.
He said if you go the other way and you get a single, it's really hard to get three hits in an inning. If you just get a single, chances are you need to have three hits to score a run. Or you need a walk thrown in there. If you get a double, chances are you only need one hit to score. So since it's much harder to get three hits to score a run, getting a single really doesn't hold a ton of value to these guys. A lot of the guys they shift on are more power hitters, not stolen. They don't steal bases. Like, you wouldn't shift necessarily on, you know, Billy Hamilton.
Yeah.
Because if Billy Hamilton bunts to first, he's just going to make a double out of it anyway.
Right.
So you shift on Joey Gallo, who's not going to steal bases. You shift on Bryce Harper, who may or may not steal bases. You shift on, you know, shift on a bunch of guys who are left-handed power hitters.
Right.
David Ortiz, you would shift on. He ain't going anywhere. So these guys' goal is to hit doubles. Well, the only way to hit a double, only 7% of ground balls go for doubles. Or extra base hits, I should say, because sometimes you get a triple out of them. 7%. So if you're going to hit the ball on the ground, that means you got to line drive it. If you're going to line drive it with power, it's got to be in the gap. It's got to be down the line. You're going to have to hit the ball on a line drive. Sort of the way it goes is strikeouts, pop-outs, ground balls, fly balls, line drives. That's the progression of success. You want to hit line drives, and if you can't hit one, hit a fly ball. Those are the chances of getting on base and getting to second. And I thought it was a really good explanation. Like, you know, you're not really doing your team any service if you're a leadoff guy or whatever. If you're the first one batter of the inning, there's nobody on base, by just getting a single, because it does take two extra hits to score you. I thought personally that was a really good kind of broken down way as to why they don't and they refuse to go the other way.
Buying a really good enough explanation?
Not really, but it's like the explanation that they're given to justify why they do it the way that they do it.
Why don't you like it?
Because, you know, it's all coming back. Well, I can't adjust my swing. I can't change my swing. You know, it's just the way that I swing. And
but what about the value? He just said three hits in an inning.
But that's not exactly true, right? Because if you get, I understand in most cases you'll need two hits, right? But you lead off an inning with a single. A guy hits an out to the right side of the infield where they can't make the play to turn two. You get to second,
but how often does that happen?
You're in on, and then you're in on a single. No, you're right.
How often does it happen
on a single, and then you get three hits? Like, you can't say that never happens. It does happen. The probability when you get onto first base is that you're not going to score, by and large.
That's why you got to get the second.
The probability. So, but if you're saying then that like a single is no longer valuable, well, then you're taking away from the fact that A, you might be hitting with guys on base and you're still hitting for a double. Why? Because you can't hit for a single, even though the single would drive in too easily when the runners are on second and third. But you insist on trying to hit for a double because that's all you can hit for because the value says it. And guess what? It creates the same two runs that a single through the left side would have created for you.
But,
so, I mean, in most cases, like, I understand the analytical argument for that. I just don't agree with it.
But you can't just, like, you don't, they don't put the shift on with guys on first and second. Like, they're not going to do that. You know, you put the shift on in certain situations. So you don't want to have the shift on with a guy on second base because there's not sometimes not a guy covering third.
But again, you know? if you're going to take that approach every time when you lead off an inning, okay, that's fine. But you can't – the problem is they take that approach so often, they can't change it up when situationally they should do B.
If a guy's on first base
– hit for a single.
And you hit a ground ball to the right side, that's a double play. Period. You're not getting a set. That's a double play. The only way it isn't is if the second baseman's playing so close to second and you hit it so deep in the hole that he has to run forever and they can't get the guy at second. That's the problem with it. And as Matt Carpenter points out, you can't just take a 98-mile-an-hour fastball in on your hands and hit it to the left side.
No, that's true.
You just can't do that.
That's true. But then also the other factor is like as a lefty, if they're cutting off half of the plate, they won't pitch you outside.
Right.
You should be using that as an advantage. They're pitching to a strike zone that's now half the size.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.